Exclusive, Washington's Laurent Culp, Republican Dan Newhouse is spineless, failed the Republican Party. By Jacob Bliss on December 5, 2021. Washington's 4th Congressional District Republican candidate Laurent Culp told Breitbart News Saturday he is challenging spineless Republican Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE, to unseat him after he failed the Republican Party by voting to impeach former President Donald Trump and in favor of the January 6 committee. "I'm running against Newhouse because he is now, as you mentioned, one of the 10 who voted to impeach President Trump. But he also doubled down, and he voted for the January 6 commission, which is allowing that to closer to keep the charade going and attack conservative people," Culp explained. Culp explained in the show he is ready to take on Newhouse since he received the largest amount of votes than any other Republican in the state when he ran for governor in 2020. He said that was because he stood for individual freedom and liberty. Additionally, he explained, in 2018, he was chief of police in a small town. Culp said he was the first law enforcement executive to stand up and say that I will not enforce this unconstitutional law, clarifying that he will do the same thing in Congress. This was happening at the same time, Newhouse against the American, which Culp said he does all the time. It's sad to see Republicans turning their back on the people who put them into office, cowering down and voting along with the radical left, Nancy Pelosi, and all the other Democrats. While Culp was running for the American people, Newhouse voted for gun-grabbing red flag laws, he voted to give amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants, and along with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who also call themselves Republicans. Breitbart Middle. Laurent Culp, December 4, 2021. He argued that the U.S. Constitution is the job description for members of Congress. It's the employee manual that we give to our employees who we hire to represent us. And they're not following the employee manual without following the Constitution. So just like any other employee, if we have an employee that's not following their job description and follow your employee manual, we need to fire them and put someone in who will stand up and do their job. When we elect Republicans in the office, we expect someone who is a conservative, who will stand up for citizens' rights, Culp explained. "We don't expect people to betray us. And it's like you said, the Democrats, we understand them. We know what they're going to vote for, you know, socialism, communism. But Republicans, we expect something different from them. And we have way too many spineless Republicans in there that I believe have our Democrats that have just infiltrated the Republican Party." If Culp is elected to be a member of the House, he will support the Constitution and his oath of office, which he had taken 3 times already, the first when he joined the United States Army, the second as a police officer, and the third as police chief, of the same department. "We cannot continue to grow this government like it has been happening, not just under Democrats, but Republican administrations as well. We have to get this federal government under control, get it back within the confines of the Constitution." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.